Bridget Carey's here. It's Tech Tuesday. She's over at the CNET. Do you like the CNET? That's where you can hear.
CNET.com.
CNET.com is your answer for all your CNET needs. Bridget, if you wouldn't mind, the top story in the world of tech has to be what's going on as into breaking into the iPhone.
The FBI did it.
They don't need anyone to show them how. They figured out how, right?
Well, the FBI says they did it, if you want to be a skeptical.
conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. So the U.S. Department of Justice revealed in a court filing that it no longer needs Apple's help to break into that iPhone 5C used by Saeed Farouk, and that it figured it out with the help of a third party. But when reporters get on the line in a conference call with them, they are not revealing any other detail. So when you ask, what proof can you give us that you did this? You know, they don't have to give you anything. And so there's a lot of questions more than there are answers. We don't know what they got off the phone. We don't know how they broke into the phone or who this third party is. And there's no clue that they'll even reveal this information at a later date or why they want to keep it quiet. Like, there was even asked, like, well, why, like, is there a reason you don't want to say? No, they don't even answer that, you know. So, yeah, they just kind of backed out of this. Apple's off the hook for now, I suppose. But it does leave a lot more questions.
I just am surprised that they needed Apple's help. You'd think the FBI would have the top hackers in the world, on their payroll. And I don't understand why people wouldn't believe that they got in there. They're not going to release any information. I'm such a trusting idiot, aren't I?
Well, you know, obviously there's no motivation for the FBI to give you any details in this case.
But why lie, Bridget? What's in it for them to lie about this? That doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, I'm not trying to be total conspiracy theory person over here. I'm just saying it's a matter of why maybe this was a court case that just they want to back out of. I don't know. That would be one theory. But honestly, if they did break into it, what they're saying right now in their filing is that this particular case only involves this one iPhone for now, and it's possible someone could use this for another iPhone in the future, but it's just for like this particular instance that they figured out a backdoor.
Yeah, they'd never use it again ever, right? They're honorable. Right. They would never.
Or maybe there's a specific thing about this one phone that they were able to exploit that they can't for others. One thing to keep in mind, this is the 5C. This is an old model.
Right.
If you have a newer model, the exploits that people were, giving theories on how maybe they did break in, because we don't even know, but there were some theories out there, it wouldn't apply to the newer models that have a fingerprint scanner. So if you have a fingerprint scanner on your iPhone, you can feel a little bit better about the whole thing because there's an extra chip inside of those phones that makes it harder compared to the cheaper iPhone 5C.
All right. Skype is very popular. I've used it frequently when you want to talk to people in various locations. But now it might be like Princess Leia coming out of R2-D2. It might be a hologram image. Is that true?
Okay. Well, not Skype itself, but Microsoft's showing off technology, and Microsoft owns Skype. They're showing off technology on how you can be a hologram inside someone else's room and have a live conversation with them, full size. You just have to wear that really dorky HoloLens headset. So it's something that you and I can't buy. It's not open to the public right now. But
when it is, sex is going to be even better when your loved one is out of town.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah, who needs a holodeck? what it involves is a lot of strategically placed cameras around the room to capture you in a 3D way. But there is a video online showing that they made it happen. So if you get around the fact that you have to have a crazy headset and wear the headset to see the other person and have a bunch of cameras, perfectly placed in this room, but you could have a teacher if you want to be, good about the future in how you're thinking. What if a teacher from afar could talk to a classroom or a visitor, and kind of explain something in person? That's kind of a neat thought, but then everyone right now has to wear these goggles. So I wanted to come out of a droid like Princess Leia. That would be nice. But right now it's all through the headset.
The FBI will figure out how that works, and then we'll all have our own droids.
Oh, yeah.
Drones, no. Droids, yes.
That's what's coming.
What else is coming up on the CNET update today at CNET.com?
Well, there's a lot of, I guess, hoopla going on right now about Instagram because there's talk that they're going to change their algorithm so that you won't see the most recent post up top when you load it up, but rather Instagram wants to do the Facebook thing, because it's owned by Facebook, and show you what it thinks you care about more up top. And there's outrage among all the celebrities that use Instagram and all the big accounts saying, like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. Well, turns out this is not happening today, like everyone's saying, so there's some false information out there. This is something that could take weeks or months for them to roll out. And if you go on Instagram, you'll notice everyone's like begging you, please turn on notifications so you get a push alert every time I make a message, so you'll never miss me. Well, that getting a ding every time someone posts sounds pretty awfully annoying to me. But nevertheless, we'll have to just wait and see how it really works out.
You're not 13. 13-year-olds love that stuff.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm not.
Not the target
I'm
demo.
Not on that one.
I just joined Snapchat, so I'm learning about all this too. So I'm jumping into
the
future.
A whole other world, baby.
It's another time suck. Bridget, thank you so much. She's Bridget Carey. You can watch her CNET update every day at CNET.com. Thank you so much on a Tech Tuesday.
Thanks. Take care.
Thanks, Bridget. Quick break and then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.